cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on May the 16th, 2008. Newcomers, I always ask to go over my site, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and listen to lots of the old talks I've given. And because something's old doesn't mean it's worthless. If anything, if you don't know the past, you don't know the present or what's coming in the future, because it's all connected together. And you'll find lots of information in all of these talks that, like a jigsaw puzzle, put all the pieces together very carefully. And it's up to you to do it for yourself, because it's you who must be convinced by yourself that the world that's been presented to you is one big bogus sham that's been inoculated into you, in a sense, from birth and perpetuated through your life by the mainstream media and schooling. Look into Alan Watt Sentient Sentinel.eu and also download transcripts in the various languages of Europe. There's so much, again, happening, everything predictable, because when you understand how the big boys think, and you have to study the psychopaths to understand that, you know how they handle the public, you know how they always lie to the public from the top down. And you know the next step and the next step and the next step, because these people at the top are the utmost control freaks. They've been at this for thousands of years, and unfortunately, in a monetary type situation that gives you a fear of poverty, you have no friends if you're poor, you can't keep a roof over your head, you can't get anything, you'll starve to death. Everyone's trained to be fearful of being poor, so the psychopaths naturally get to the top by any and all means possible, because they don't care about the rest. They're the ultimate survivors, you might say, and they will survive at everyone else's expense. You get to know that they pull the biggest scams across the planet, and the bigger the scam, the more it's believed by the public, because the public can understand small white lies, but he cannot believe someone would start a world war to get his way. And that's precisely how this works. If you want to understand history, go into the history, especially of London, and see how it was created. And from the 1500s onwards especially, they started the first international corporations. And these were crown corporations. Nobility were the only ones allowed to have shares in it. And they plundered countries and nations for their businesses, and they created more businesses out of them under the guise of civilizing those peoples under a British Empire. Well, that hasn't stopped. It hasn't stopped. And even MI5, there's people come out from MI5 admitting that part of their job is blackmailing corporations abroad in other countries, or giving them payoffs to give them inside information on trading in the banks and so on. It's incredible how we look at the mafia through Hollywood, through the image we're given of Hollywood as being the premier gangsters in the world, but they're really just Boy Scouts compared to the big international families that have plundered the planet for centuries. Really. It's incredible. And yet we've all been trained to believe the opposite. We've been trained to believe that we're being looked after by benevolent shepherds. Ba, ba, ba. I'll be back with more after this break.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrganProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrganProducts.org.
The Organ Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Organ is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Organ Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrganProducts.org.
That's OrganProducts.org. OrganProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrganProducts.org today. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. And just explaining, when you understand, after studying these people for an awful long time, studying their personality types and studying history with the same dominant minority at the top, you get to understand how they work, how they think. And they also have sciences taught to them at the top of the behavior of the masses. They have so many scientists working for them, using our tax money, of course, to study us and to find ways to manipulate us. We live literally in the dark. We live in the dark. I don't care where you live in the Western world, you're in the dark. You don't even know the oil lines underneath you that go to military bases. You don't even know where half of them are. Most of them are not even on maps, even underground ones too. And I might mention a link at the end to do with Britain, an excellent video on this very, very thing, where a guy goes around visiting some of these places and using old maps where some of them were mentioned and the new ones where they're just absent, but they're still there physically. We live truly, truly in the dark as the big boys get all ready to survive whatever they bring on, whether it's bacterial warfare, viral warfare, atomic warfare, anything else, or weather warfare. They'll bring it all on and they hope to survive, and they've spent billions, if not trillions, of our money making all these underground shelters. Now, the optimists in the world, the definition of an optimist is someone who thinks, regardless if there's no life in outer space, it doesn't matter because it couldn't be any better than right here on Earth. This is where it's all at. And a pessimist fears he might be right. But the reality is that the optimists are always making excuses, thinking they can win this simply by using the basic technology that's given to them, because they truly believe it's advanced. They truly believe those at the top give you a fair chance at everything. Before the internet was given to the public, the military-industrial complex were using them. So were the Soviets. In fact, they had communications together via internet. That's why there were no accidents. It was never intended to be a nuclear war. It was to terrify the publics of all sides while they plundered their people and had them working towards advanced gadgetry. That this gadgetry is getting used now to enslave the whole planet. That was always the idea. And when you're taxed to the hilt under the guise of saving you, you don't complain much, do you? So here's the internet, and this is one article that's been written out of many articles about the same topic in the same news release. This particular one is by Steve Watson of Infowars.net, Wednesday, May 14th, 2008. It says, Air Force seeks full spectrum dominance over any and all computers. I'm saying this for the eternal optimists who think that somehow they can keep ahead of it by the technology they're given. And I've mentioned, too, about the cyber attacks that have been increasing over the last few weeks to certain people like myself. And it says here, the U.S. Air Force has announced plans for a two-year, $11 million project that will seek the capacity or capability to hack into, fully control, and even destroy any form of computer or network there is in its ongoing national cybersecurity initiative. Now, can you match $11 million? No. The Air Force Research Laboratory introduced the plans earlier this week in a request for proposals as a dominant cyber offensive engagement. The request states, of interest are any and all techniques to ensure user and or root level access to both fixed PCs or mobile computing platforms. Robust methodologies to enable access to any and all operating systems, patch levels, applications, and hardware are of interest. The purpose for this is clear. The BAA's, or that BA, the BA's objective includes the capability to provide a variety of techniques and technologies to be able to affect computer information systems through, and here's the categories I've got, deceive, deny, disrupt abused a lot, degrade, abused a lot too, and then destroy, D5 effects. Of interest are any and all techniques including enabling D5 effects to computers and their networks. Research efforts under this program are expected to result in complete functional capabilities, the request notes. Well, you see that they've already gone ahead with all this stuff, really. This is, they often do this kind of stuff. They get it all up and working, then they put in for the dough. This is often how it works. They've already had grants before that under other guises. The program will also focus on a stealth approach. They love all this stealth stuff, don't they? Also, we're interested in technology to provide the capability to maintain an active presence within the adversary's information infrastructure completely undetected. In other words, want to get into your computer and be able to stay there as long as they wish, for as many days, months, or years as they wish, without you knowing about it. His desire to have the capability to stealthily exfiltrate information from any remotely located open or closed computer information systems with the possibility to discover information with previously unknown existence. Consideration should be given to maintaining a low and slow gathering paradigm in these development efforts to enable stealthy operation. This approach will provide an alternative to another program being proposed under the same overall initiative that will see the Air Force build its own zombie network, to forcibly and openly carpet bomb any target computers or networks. As Wired.com notes recently, the military, mirroring its preemptive war strategy, has shifted to an offensive posture where cyberspace is concerned rather than a defensive one. In the last year or so, the tone has changed, become more bellicose. Cyber as a war-fighting domain, like air favors the offense, says Lanny Cass, a special assistant to the Air Force Chief of Staff, who previously headed up the service's cyberspace task force. If you're defending in cyber, you're already too late. You want to go in and knock them out in the first round, added Lieutenant General Robert Elder, commander of the 8th Air Force, which focuses on network issues. Now, you'll find, too, that they've already been doing this over a few months. They've been trying this out at a worldwide one, all connected with all the systems connected, with every government participating pretty well. Even Australia was allowed to observe. And the idea was to go in and basically give the soft harassment to nuisance-type computer users like myself. It says, an adversary needs to know that the U.S. possesses powerful, hard and soft-kill cyber weapons, that means for attacking adversary information, and command support systems at all level. A recent Defense Department report notes every potential adversary from nation-states to rogue individuals. Now, we used to have rogue states. These are the guys who signed up with the United Nations and then pulled out of it, were called rogue nations. Now you have rogue individuals. That's anyone who's thinking. You're rogue. You've got to be dumbed down, stupid, and zombied, and then they're happy with you. But if you're a thinker, you're now a rogue individual. You should be compelled to consider an attack on U.S. system resulting in highly undesirable consequences to their own security. The full spectrum dominance has always been the military aim, and exactly as it has done over land, sea, and air, the military is seeking to aggressively exert its control over cyberspace and all those who reside within that terrain. Multiple programs are being rolled out by the Pentagon and its offshoot agencies such as DARPA in a secret war with the Internet that's been described as a $30 billion electronic Manhattan project. Now, a lot of this money has gone into private security agencies. Certain private security agencies, ones that were started up by semi-retired or retired FBI and CIA employees. You find a lot of that in the security services, in the private security services. They put these guys out in front, they start up corporations, they're not answerable to the public, and if you complain to the government, this company, this private company, has got too much power, or they're intruding somewhere, the government says, well, they're private, what can we do about it? So there's no comeback from the public. There's nothing you can do. It's really a form of what Britain introduced in World War II. And Britain called them crown corporations. Some sort of publicly funded but privately owned company with certain government input. So we call them crown corporations. Even the CBC of Canada, which is employed by the government, they get their money from the government, try to do a documentary special on exactly what Crown agencies were and who had the shares, because there's a few shares involved and they were not allowed to know. Well, you see, the old Crown corporations they had in Britain were owned by the Crown and members of royalty and members of the higher nobility in Britain. In the USA and other countries, as I say, they simply use allegiancely sworn people like CIA, FBI, ex-officers, and put them in as a startup man. And now lots of these private companies are getting in on the act. And there's not a darn thing you can do about it because, as I say, this was all thought out long before the public were given the internet. Control freaks don't give you anything that's going to enable you to have power and possibly change the system. That will never be done voluntarily, ever. Back in the mid-90s, the US and Canada signed a deal that every electronic device, communicating device from the phone, fax, computer, etc., had to have a special chip implanted by law. And since then, that's been the case. It allows government agencies to hack into anything where you have communication. Be back with more after the following messages.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through this amazing matrix, this fake reality we've all been trained to believe really exists the way it's presented to us. And just before the break, I mentioned about the law where the US and Canada signed the deal that every communication device had to be chipped. Every computer sold has to have backdoors in it for government agencies to come in. From the very beginning, this was happening. They were not going to give you something that you could possibly free yourself with. It's been fun when it lasted, but they really wanted you all on it for different reasons, mainly to get information about you and to make you dependent upon it for everything that you do. Most folk have already done it. And there's even been laws getting passed in Britain and elsewhere that every child must have a computer. There's laptops, very cheap laptops now being given to third world countries. And you'll see them sitting on the school floor with the electronic laptop top right on their lap because of no desks. Wonderful way to sterilize them. However, as I say, nothing is given to the public for your benefit. We live in a horror show. When you really understand the magnitude of what's been going on with the eugenics program, with statements that are not coming from just one little person like Prince Philip, about too many people on the planet, and that's why there's not enough food. Suddenly, there's not enough food. And just at the end, when about five agribusinesses have completed buying up the whole world's food supply, there's not enough food. As governments since World War II have been putting pressure on small farmers till they push them out of business. This is a planned agenda, because they wanted a vastly reduced population And they talked about it freely amongst themselves and wrote about it freely over 100 years ago. When the big heroes like Dr. Salk, the creator of the polio vaccine, at least he took the credit for most of it, but there was others involved. Knowing that they had all these over 100 live monkey viruses, simian viruses, in every shot, including the simian 40 virus, which causes cancer. That's all it does. This is only functions that cause cancer. And people really were terrified of polio because a massive publicity campaign had been used over all cinemas at the time before television really caught on in the West. And every newscast you saw at the PATH News in the cinema would show you the same boy in the iron lung, just like the same mad cow crossing the same barn that had ended up killing all the cattle of Britain. You hype up something and make it fearful, and people were paranoid about polio, even though it killed fewer people than the average flu did every year. And you look at the skyrocketing cancer rates today, it's just incredible. Well, people are worried now about getting vaccines, at least some are, some who are woken up past all the propaganda. And remember what Jacques Ellul said, he said that all entertainment when it comes to law enforcement, the medical establishment, any authority, these are authorities, you see, that now have mandates and authority over you. He says they're all propaganda. So you glorify the doctors, you glorify the medical profession until you trust them totally. They're holy people walking on water. And you're ignorant and you're so well-educated. And you do as you're told and you bring little Tommy in for his injections. Then he gets autistic. And you still won't blame them because it's just bad luck. And the doctor himself will have to put it down to that or face the truth. If he faces the truth, he'd have to re-examine everything he'd ever been taught. Most will never do that. They get paid too well. Well, here's a particular admission. And this says here, world's leading vaccine expert admits Merck, that's Merck Corporation, who do so many of these vaccines, injected cancer viruses. This is from liveleak.com. Merck Drug Company vaccines admits injecting cancer viruses. The stunning censored interview. An interview is there. You can go into their site. You'll hear this particular scientist who was more famous in a sense than most of them, because he created a lot of these different childhood inoculations that are still in use today. You hear him talking about this and admitting what I've been telling you all along. It says here that this interview conducted by medical historian Edward Shorter for WGBH Public Television, Boston, and Blackwell Science was cut from the Health Century due to its huge liability. The admission that Merck Drug Company vaccines have traditionally been injecting cancer viruses, such as SV40 and others, in people worldwide. The segment of In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism, produced and freely contributed by consumer protector and public health expert Dr. Leonard Horowitz, features the world's leading vaccine expert Dr. Maurice Hilleman. Dr. Maurice Hilleman does speak on this video. He tells you everything I'm saying, very casually too. And he explains why Merck's vaccines have spread AIDS, he claims, leukemia, and other horrific plagues worldwide. It says here, please forward the clip to everyone you know who thinks vaccines are safe and effective. And that's a good idea if you're questioning about it right now. I've had so many parents, generally one parent out of two, who's woken up, the other one hasn't. They're still in the worship, the television doctor type of status. And the children's lives are at risk here. And their health is at tremendous risk now. Do you know that the average IQ, the same tests have been used for about 50 years. The United Nations dropped it a few points because with a new normal, it's lower. But why? Why do you think that is? You're born with an IQ. It's incredible what's going on, but the propaganda is meant to overcome it. Think for yourselves before it's too late. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Want to find out how to reduce your electric bill by 25%?
Visit OrgonProducts.org.
The Center for Disease Control recently discovered the average American has 2 pounds of parasites.
Find out how to unload these passengers at OrgonProducts.org.
The Orgon Zapper treats parasites throughout the body. Viruses, bacteria, worms, yeast, fungi, and more. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. For less than the cost of a doctor visit, the use of the Orgon Zapper is only limited by your imagination. It's been reported to treat allergies, asthma, chronic fatigue, candida, and much more.
Read more for yourself at OrgonProducts.org.
That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. OrgonProducts.org also offers MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, 100 times more powerful than any known antioxidant, at just $20 for one bottle, or 4 bottles for only $76. Call 646-498-5309 or visit OrgonProducts.org today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The PerkyLite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary PerkyLite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, I am Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. And before I go into the callers, I have one last little article to read. It's about the internet itself, because, as I say, they're going to upgrade it to a new system. And this was known for years, this was going to happen. They give us things in phases, which they've already planned. And this is from The Times, London. I think it was May the 12th. From The Times by Jonathan Leake, science editor. The internet could soon be made obsolete. The scientists who pioneered it have now built a lightning-fast replacement capable of downloading entire feature films within seconds. At speeds about 10,000 times faster than a typical broadband connection, the grid, they're going to call it the grid, you know what happens on a grid, you get burned, will be able to send entire Rolling Stones back catalogue from Britain to Japan in less than 2 seconds. The latest spin-off from CERN, C-E-R-N, the Particle Physics Center that created the web, is the guys that created the first web. The grid could also provide the kind of power needed to transmit holographic images, allow instant online gaming with hundreds of thousands of players, and offer high-definition video telephony for the price of a local call. David Britton, professor of physics at Glasgow University, and a leading figure in the grid project, believes grid technologies could revolutionize society. With this kind of computing power, future generations will have the ability to collaborate and communicate in ways older people like me cannot even imagine, he said. The power of the grid will become apparent this summer after what scientists at CERN have termed their Red Button Day, the switching on of the Large Hadron Collider, LHC, the new particle accelerator built to probe the origin of the universe. the grid will be activated at the same time to capture the data it generates. CERN, based near Geneva, started the grid computing project 7 years ago when researchers realized the LHC would generate annual data equivalent to 56 MCDs, enough to make a stack 40 miles high. This meant that scientists at CERN, where Sir Tim Berners-Lee invented the web in 1989, would no longer be able to use his creation for fear of causing a global collapse. This is because the Internet has evolved by linking together a hodgepodge of cables and routing equipment, much of which was originally designed for telephone calls and therefore lacks the capacity for high-speed data transmission. By contrast, the grid has been built with dedicated fiber optic cables and modern routing centers, meaning that there are no outdated components to slow the deluge of data. The 55,000 servers already installed are expected to rise to 200,000 within the next 2 years. Professor Tony Doyle, technical director of the grid project, said, "We need so much processing power that it would even be an issue about getting enough electricity to run the computers if they were all at CERN. The only answer was a new network powerful enough to send the data instantly to research centers in other countries. That network, in effect, a parallel internet, is now being built using fiber optic cables that run from CERN to 11 centers in the United States, Canada, the Far East, Europe, and around the world. One terminates at Rutherford Appleton Laboratory at Harwell in Oxfordshire. From each center, further connections radiate out to a host of other research institutions using existing high-speed academic networks." So it's going to the big universities first, you see, and the government. It means Britain alone has 8,000 servers on the grid system, so that any student or academic will theoretically be able to hook up to the grid rather than the internet from this autumn. Ian Bird, project leader for CERN's high-speed computing project, said grid technology could make the internet so fast that people would stop using desktop computers to store information and entrust it all to the internet. You see, that's where they're going to go. I've said this before. Eventually, you're going to have no memory on the computer. They've built it in such a way it's meant to frustrate you with all different programs, etc. This way, all the servers out there will handle everything, all your data, everything that you want, and they'll have access to all your data. They will basically own it. That's what it's all about. If you're a bad boy or girl, you won't have access to the internet at all. It will lead to what's known as cloud computing, where people keep all their information online and access it from anywhere, he said. So this is coming in very quickly, and with it will come the tremendous changes, the changes to do with rogue internet users, etc., and I've already mentioned about the teams that are set up to deal with you. Your computer will simply fry. They might even fry you. I don't know if you know that they have certain viruses with color coding and sounds set up from the Pentagon. This is admitted. And because they understand the chemical sequencing of the brain, when your eyes are stimulated by something coupled with your auditory sensations, they can actually cause you to have a stroke or a heart attack. It's amazing how far they've gone. But we're kept in the dark, aren't we? We read popular science. You know, that antique magazine. We'll go to the callers now. We've got John from Texas. Are you there, John?
Yeah, hi, Alan.
Hi.
Alan, I was listening to you on Wednesday, and I think I got a little confused, and I was wondering if you could clarify what you meant when you said that we're at a time now where we need to guard our thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and we shouldn't tell our neighbors or friends about anything that affects us, and mm-hmm. even trivial matters. And I'm going to listen off the air, and I do appreciate everything you're doing. Take care.
Okay, yeah, it's been well known for a long time that even before the internet came along and still ongoing, that information has been kept. Jax E. Lowell wrote about this in the 1950s, how information since the 50s in every Western country, right down to little villages and towns, how it's collected, even gossip is collected on everyone. That's why the police can come right to someone's door when anything happens, and everyone's scratching their head wondering how they knew. It's because they collect data of gossip, literally gossip. The gossip you give out at the local store, the gossip you give to neighbors, The Eastern Star members in the area collects this too, so do the Grand Masters in the lodges. I've talked to a couple, and their job was to drive the elderly Eastern Star members in and out of hospitals, you know, the charity parts that they're always doing for each other, that is. And that's where they collect the data, and they tell us the police sergeant in the area, and it goes into little files. So you'd be very careful when you're trying to wake people up. It's much better to do it outside your own area. Outside your own area. Because the snoops, like I read in that particular thing last week, they're putting snoops into your area, and that's their catchment area. And they'll get all the much more information now. They want it daily if they can, just by saying hello to so-and-so, how is it going, have you heard the latest, yada yada, gossip calypso. And they collect that data on you, so you'll be marked down as an oddball and watched carefully. So it's best to be the robot in your immediate area. In your immediate area, be the robot, play the robot, and outside that area, in someone else's catchment area, you can look for people who are awake. That's the way to play the game now. Because they're not collecting this data for fun. The data is to be used one day to grab you off the streets and put you away somewhere where they can rehabilitate you, just like the Soviets did. And if they can't rehabilitate you, they put you in the new acid tank, no doubt, and dispose of you. That is coming in this world. I guarantee you it is coming. When you see men in the streets with machine guns, I read there that the U.S. cops now are being given rifles to patrol the streets in different cities and towns in the United States as well, even the quiet ones. When you see all this happening, something's coming. How many slaps on the face do we really, really need? You see, something's coming down. So as I say, you don't tell everything you're thinking about to those right round about you that you're going to bump into every day. Because that way more gossip will go back, as I say, to the sources, and the files on you expand. Play a robot in your own immediate area if you can. And I've told people before, rather than argue with people, learn to live inside your head. You will know the facts. And you have to bite your tongue sometimes and play a robot and talk about sports, or at least listen to them, and just nod your head, that kind of stuff. Because it's been done for a reason, and they're closing in. As they're closing in now to start grabbing people, that will happen shortly. Okay. Now we've got, is that Joel from Los Angeles?
Yeah, hi, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad.
Okay. I've been listening to your show, and I really love it. I was basically involved with the rave scene in the early 90s, and I'm not sure how familiar you are with that. But when you talk about Tavistock Institute and their influence on the 60s, mm-hmm. I see, of course, a lot of intense parallels in the early 90s, late 80s rave scene, especially in England. And I was wondering if you knew anything more about that, or where I could go, perhaps, to find out more about that. I just remember during that time period, they were heavily, you know, promoting like Aleister Crowley and this whole New Age,
yeah,
spiritualism and drugs, et cetera.
Yeah, there was an explosion of it. It all came out of nowhere at the same time, and really took off when the Beatles went over to India to see the Maharishi. And that was, again, remember what Theosophy said. Now, Theosophy was set up to be a branch of Freemasonry, primarily to get the females in working, mainly middle-class ones, working towards agenda. And old Madame Blavatsky said that their job was to blend the religions of in the East, especially India, with Christianity for the New Age. And sure enough, like clockwork, bang, the beginnings of Aquarius are coming in. And sure enough, the Beatles go off to India, of all places, and suddenly this Maharishi, this nobody, is on everyone's lips. And transcendental meditation, etc., etc., etc. Until, of course, the Beatles found out they were being scammed by the Maharishi when they caught them in a certain act with a little boy. And that's why they put out the song Sexy Sadie, which is actually Sadie Master. It's a play on Master, you see. However, the rest of the people didn't know, and they carried on into this meditation phase and so on, and channeling and bringing in demons. Well, that's what the whole thing in India is all about when you understand the religion of Hinduism. It's quite the phenomena. So everything came on at the same time, the use of drugs, heavily promoted, brought in en masse, in fact. And by that time, there was a big immigrant population coming in from India. They were bringing the stuff in, unimpeded too, unhindered by the authorities, really. And so you knew it was planned all the way through. Even heroin was rampant in some places, especially near the big seaports. But definitely LSD was being thrown over university walls in garbage bags, free, by guys in limos. And that was coming from the big pharmaceutical companies that were heavily involved. Pharmaceutical companies in Britain, some of the big ones, have always been heavily involved, if not tied at the hip, joined at the hip with the war industry of Britain. And that's just a fact of it when you really go into it. So we know, for instance, that Lord Rothschild, Victor Rothschild, when he was in the war during and after World War II, he was promoted to be head of Port and Downs, that's bacterial and viral and chemical warfare department. And he was testing people out, recruits off the MI5. He was testing them with LSD, and they're doing tremendous studies on LSD to see what the long-term effects would be, and also to see if it would make a more placid population. So they did these micro-studies. And Peter Wright, who was in MI5, wrote about that in Spycatchers, mentioning the fact that Rothschild was in charge of that department. So they knew that they could stop the generations from knowing each other, to divide the generations. That was one thing, even break the bond between generations and create a first truly teenage society by making them think they were getting their own music. It was all coming from them. Somehow they were generating it. And they were generating a culture and a fashion and so on. In reality, it was all planned from the top, as always. But it did work very well. And it was also designed to lower inhibitions and create promiscuity, because they knew that the more people engaged in sex when they were very young, the less likely they were to bond later on. So it accomplished many things at once, and also helped to destroy something that they had to destroy. Even though they'd used it for centuries prior to that, it had outlived its usefulness. And as the Masons say, they always take down the old cathedral when it served its purpose and you build the new. That's what they mean by that. They're changing a system. So that they destroy the old Christianity, which had served its purpose for the Church of England primarily, and bring in this new age religion. Because Christianity as it was still had laws that gave a certain morality. Even if you didn't go to church, you had these morals put through society. In other words, the rules of the group or the clan or the people, everyone knew them, and they were to be destroyed, because those rules could give you a conscience where you could stand up to government if the government was doing that which was against your religious conscience. Mm. That had to be destroyed. So they were very successful on all points with that.
Okay, so then was the rave scene of the 90s just a rehash of the 60s, kind of put on steroids, so to speak, or did that just kind of hiccup occur naturally from their efforts in the 60s?
It was a continuation, certainly, but it was another phase up, because the drugs that came out in the 90s were much more effective in targeting specific parts of the brain. Again, developed in within the warfare laboratories, and in fact, they were used for warfare purposes. And what they found with certain drugs, they found that, like ecstasy, for instance, it made the children all feel like one, as they're all dancing together, and they thought this would be terrific, a terrific thing, and did lots of studies at these parties to find out this effect. And again, they followed a lot of the people involved over the years to see if it would have any long-lasting effects. They always, you never know how many studies they're always doing, but they never let up. They're always watching participants down through the years, especially with the National Health Service, if your number. So so they can track you anywhere you go with health problems, mental problems, whatever, and also have that on your source of security, that your work record, social agencies of all kinds. So they have a complete dossier on your personality and how it's going in your life. And so they keep tracks of that. These are long-term experiments because eventually they want to drug the whole planet in certain perfected drugs.
I see. Okay, yeah. Is it okay if I ask another question?
Sure, quick, yeah.
Okay, I was listening to your interview with George Butler the other day, and one of the callers had mentioned, I know you don't usually talk about other radio hosts and whatnot, but he had mentioned Roy Masters and that you had spoken about him before. Is sometimes that guy seems to make a lot of sense, and other times I'm like, what's that
all
about?
Yeah, well, that part was wrong because I never mentioned Roy Masters.
Okay, because I was just
wondering. I'll be back after these messages. Yeah.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hello, this is Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. And should I finish off the last caller? No, I've never had talked to Roy Masters. He tends to go off into the Old Testament a lot and is using the simple old techniques, really, of self-hypnosis and so on. And he's always fighting with his wife and trying to explain male and female and going round in barrels and circles forever. But anyway, I'll go on to... I've got Sean in Washington. Are you there, Sean?
Yeah, hi, Alan. How are you doing?
Not bad.
I know we haven't got much time, so I'm going to cut straight to the chase. There's what they call like a Christian revival that's like growing in Florida, leaps and bounds, and it kind of dovetails into that New Age stuff
yeah.
you're talking about. But particularly what I wanted to speak about is they use the term third wave. And I've heard you use that with the mystery religions, the elites kind of religion. Mm-hmm. And can you tie those both together for me?
Yeah, Plato talked about a system coming in where two systems would merge together, two opposing systems. And he called it the third wave or the third way. And then Alvin Toffler wrote a book on the merging of the Soviet system with the fascist capitalist system. And the book was sponsored by Newt Gingrich and given to every congressman in the States. And it was called, I think, The Third Way. And it was the same thing that, as Plato has suggested, where the end of what appeared to be a long struggle, but really was a sham. Two systems we brought together to create a new way, a socialist, communist-type bureaucracy running the people in a collectivist fashion with a fascist bunch on the top of intellectuals and rich people. Yeah. That's what that
so
means.
Then how would you, like, tie that in with that, what they're trying to do with modern Christianity?
Oh, modern Christianity is so merged with the New Age today. And that was one of the orders that came out of Freemasonry years ago in the Scottish Rite Journal. It was called The New Age. That was the title of their journal in the 50s and 60s. They said, we will create the New Age, and we encourage our members to go into all the churches and to, you know, meet the people and so on and get and start bringing ideas in. Well, that's been very, very successful. They've merged all this together, especially in the charismatic type Christian sites. They're really into feeling good all the time, being happy all the time, this new phenomena. We're supposed to be happy 24 hours a day, like manic depressors within the manic phase, and that's so unnatural. So, but they, it's almost a channeling Jesus type the period we live in. The New Agers channel spirits or entities, they call them. The many of the fundamental charismatic types speak in tongues, filled with the Spirit. It's so similar when you see them doing it. It's one and the same thing, the same phenomena.
Okay, great. Well, you've answered my question, so thanks a lot, Alan.
Thanks for
your
help. Yep. And I think what Maggie there. Is Maggie still there?
Oh, yes. Hello, Alan. I have watched that YouTube video you talked about with Dr. Hilleman, the vaccine maker.
Yeah.
And as I recall, he says something like, of course, we didn't know we had imported AIDS from Africa, and then the reporters can be heard to laugh.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He doesn't mention Simeon S-40 at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he implies it was an accident.
And this one, he does mention Simeon 40.
Not in the same place, though.
Yeah, that's right.
But he implies that it was all an accident.
Yeah, just one of these mm-hmm. you know, these fumbles that they have. Yeah,
right, right.
Yeah.
Why would he bring it up? He wasn't asked that. He volunteered it.
Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks for calling.
Sure.
For Hamish myself up in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.